going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the viral video that has many parents divided and probably some children rather scared. A father beating his 12-year-old daughter with a belt after discovering that she's having sex. And that beating lasting about 37 seconds, I should say. But here's the other thing. The mother is videotaping the incident, and of course it made it onto social media. So many issues to discuss tonight. To help us sort it out are Satira Streeter Corbett, licensed clinical psychologist and executive director at Ascensions, and Dr. William Flip Clay, a professional school counselor. What do you think about this? Have you seen it? Google it. Father beats daughter for having sex. 12-year-old daughter. Yeah. Lines are open. What do you think? What are the issues? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So you've seen the video, Satira. I take it. I'll start with you. Your thoughts. You have two children. You have two boys, an 8 and 9-year-old.
Yes, Kai and Cole. And although they often do things that are, would be considered by many as spankable, I just don't think it's ever appropriate for me or anyone else to hit a child because you are displeased with them. You know, we often talk about discipline as, kids need discipline, but the actual word discipline comes from the Latin word, which is to teach or to impart knowledge or instruction.
As in disciple.
As in disciple.
Yes.
Spanking, beating, whooping, that's punishment. And that's inflicting of a penalty for an offense. And oftentimes that offense is being a child. So we just saw this girl being beat by this grown man, this big grown man that was probably 4 or 5 times her size.
But does his size matter to father?
Whether
he's a big father or a little father, does that really matter? He was still beating her.
Right. He was beating a 70-pound girl. So mm-hmm. by you just saying that this is his father, her father, mm-hmm. so he's allowed to hit her.
No, I'm saying
it's not okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay or not. I'm saying you said huge grown man. Like I said, is his size the issue?
I think it's the fact that a man is hitting her, the fact that she's being hit at all, but especially, a mother standing by allowing a man to beat on her child. And I watched the video and it was painful, but he hit her 28 times and then threw her across the room in the middle of the beating and cursed at her throughout. And the things he said to her were not things that you would think that anyone would say to anyone else, especially a 12-year-old girl. So my questions become, what happened up until that video? What has her childhood been like if it was so easy for him to go into this very violent role in quote-unquote correcting her?
Flip, what do you think?
When I first saw the video, the first thing that popped in my mind, who hurt the father?
Why do you say that?
Because of his rage. His response, mm-hmm. his attitude toward his daughter. This man is dealing with some unresolved pain, and you can see how he projected that pain upon his daughter in his responses, his reaction to her. And then my second thought, who hurt the mother? Because if you're hitting your daughter like that, 9 times out of 10, you're doing the same thing to the mother who's sitting there videotaping, who's validating the abuse.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that it ended up on social media. I mean, Satira, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 44.
You're 44. How old are you, Flip?
I'm in the 40s.
You're in your 40s. I'm 55. Okay. I am sure that there are some of our listeners out there that are older than everyone at this table. And because this is not just about what has happened to this young girl and what her father did and how it ended up on social media. But I think the bigger issue is about spankings, beatings, whoopings. Because I will tell you quite honestly, what happened to her is extremely familiar to me.
Right.
Yes, the belt, the strap, the switch. I used to have to pick my own switch. Right. Golly, that is so sadistic. But, you know, as horrible as this is, I think a lot of people lately, as we've seen probably over the past 15, 20, 25 years, have moved away from this kind of corporal punishment. And I think, you know, that's a lot of what we've seen lately.
Right. And with good reason, because when we think about the reasons that oftentimes our ancestors spanked their children, it was to keep them out of harm's way. They feel like if they could break them before master did, then maybe they could spare them from being abused by him, or spare them the wrath of white folks. But at the end of the day, you know, it's 2019, and yes, white people are still doing similar things to us, but we have to figure out it's no longer that type of physical danger. We don't have to worry about them beating us with whips as much, but we still have to worry about what they do to abuse us and disempower us. So what we need to do to protect ourselves and our children is more mental and more preparing them to be decision makers and figure out life, not to be scared of the vast majority. And beating makes people scared.
Yes.
And I'm saying that's not
acceptable. I mean, it does. It most certainly does. And while I think you do make a point, when I was growing up, black children weren't the only ones who were getting it. Because attending, you know, public school in Prince George's County, I went to school with white children, too. My white friends, oh, they got it, too. And so I think that, you know, while that, you know, on one hand, this could be, you know, the point that you're making historically, where, you know, white slave masters, you know, beat their slaves. But, you know, coming up, there were no slaves or slave masters in the elementary schools. They were just children and parents. And when they did wrong, they were they were spanked.
One thing I would say is the roots and the reasons of those spankings were very different. The spankings that we may have received in my age in the 70s or your age in the 60s.
Well, 70 still.
Yeah. So, okay.
Give me a break.
Most likely from, you know, that fear that mothers have and the fathers have of trying to keep you in line so that they don't get you. White people that spank their children, they're not doing it out of the fear of keeping them in line for the greater culture. They're doing it out of whether it's control or whether it's because it was down to them. But I think the roots of spanking in both communities are very different.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about this viral video, 37 seconds of a beating with a belt, a father beating his daughter, 12-year-old daughter, because he discovered she was sexually active. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Fonzo, calling from Suitland, what do you think? What's on your mind?
Actually, listening, she did make a very good point when she said where the beatings would come from.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, shed a little light. But growing up, when you're a child, if you do wrong, you have to be disciplined. Ma'am, like she said, like you said, I grew up around black and white, because I grew up, I was thoroughly middle class. So I had both sides, and the white kids got the same thing I got. So it wasn't a race thing. It was when you were a wrong thing. And I think people got to the point to where now kids have more rights than their parents. And that's the problem, because you should be able to say you're doing wrong. Now, I didn't see the video, but what I heard did disturb me.
Yeah,
because 28 times is a bit much. But if you can't tell me, I can't tell my daughter what she did by laying down with a young boy was incorrect. You can't tell me that, because if she does that and if she has a child, either I have to pay for it or you do.
Hmm.
If I'm not the father, then it's fine. If I am, don't nobody worry about it. You feel me?
Okay.
Fonso? And that's just man to man.
Thank you so much, Fonso. I appreciate it. What do you think about what Fonso said, Flip? I mean, you know, you're in the schools. You see, children. You've had discussions with their parents about discipline. And I'm quite sure that sexual activity among young children has come up.
Yes, of course. I think the type of discipline implemented by the father is the issue, is the main concern. I mean, 28 times, that's radical. It just didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And from looking at it from the school's perspective, talk about having a conversation, cordial conversation, maybe just took it to, he could have taken his daughter to his barber and said, cut all the hair off.
Hmm.
As a form of discipline,
mm-hmm.
that would have been punishment too, but that would have been harsh because again, when we're talking about inflicting a penalty, that's not teaching her anything. That's basically saying I'm going to shave you, or I'm going to shame you, so that you walk around knowing that you've done wrong. And I'm just hoping that we as parents take some more time out to really teach our children and spend time to ask the questions why. Nowhere, if you saw the video and saw the questions that he was asking, right. Oh, you want an F now. Oh, you want some D. Cool. All those type of things. He wasn't asking, what has happened to you that you're 12 years old and you want to have sex? What has happened? Have I not given you the attention and the affection you need? Have you been molested by somebody else, you know, previously? And I know we talked about the stats.
Correct.
That, you know, we know about probably 7 out of 10 girls, you know, are molested or abused in some type of way sexually. So none of that, was this boy, did he coerce you? Were you being bullied? Like what happened to make you get to this point? But he went straight to this whole violence. So if he can't control his own animalistic issues of trying to hit and beat this girl like animals do, then how does he expect, he's expecting her with her raging hormones and her confusion and these boys and all that type of stuff, she's supposed to be able to control herself. But he hasn't demonstrated that at all.
And I agree with you. So then you got to look at a form of how can he correct her to, how can he show her, how can he help her to understand how he feels without physically attacking her? So, and the reason why I say cutting the hair off, because if you've seen some of the previous videos on social media, some of the fathers have taken their sons, cut all their hair off, instead of physically attacking them.
Something to think about. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ramatu, calling from Gaithersburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so my comment is on both sides, both on the father's side and also on the child's side, right? I mean, sometimes we as a parent, when we get angry, we should be able to control. You can spank a child, but 28 times, that is extremely, it's too much for a child, 12 years old. I blame them. Honestly, I would say if they will have started to talk to this girl at early age, teach her about sexuality, you know, diseases and all that kind of stuff, maybe she wouldn't start at this age, you know. And the mother watching the father spanking this child 28 times, I mean, even as an adult, I wouldn't be able to take it, you know.
What do you think he should have done?
He should have talked to her. Take her to a psychologist. Take her for consultation, just like the
okay,
other.
Hold on. Let me start. So you're saying this. I find this fascinating because I think we've got a generational thing here. Because you know, based on what Satira said. We don't know whether or not she's been abused. We don't know any of that. I mean, there could be a plethora of reasons why, but let us not assume. Let us go with what we know. She was having sex. Okay? She was not, we don't know, she wasn't being raped. This was, we don't know any of that. She was having sex. Don't even know the age of the boy. But you're suggesting that because she had sex, underage, and I don't think that she should have, that you should take her to a psychologist? No, Ramatu, I'm asking you that. Is that what you're suggesting?
I mean, not take her. I will talk to her first, find out the reason why she started doing early, like I said previously. Then, if he can get the answer, then take her to a therapy. I mean, I shouldn't use the word psychology, but a therapist.
Therapist, psychologist. Yeah, I get that. That's the thing that bothers me, because I think that the thing that we are seeing here, and I think we could probably all agree, that this is an issue about bad parenting. Okay. And you know, certainly no one, I don't think there's no one in this room who would say, hey, everyone can benefit by being on a therapist's couch. But do you, but you jump from something that just about every parent has to deal with to going to see a therapist? I think that's extreme. So Tyra, you were going to say.
One thing I just wanted to bring up that I agree with the caller that we have to, as a community, stop looking at therapy as the last straw. That sometimes if there is this much going on with this girl that we don't know what it is, that maybe there is some help that needs to be had. But it wouldn't be just her. It would be family therapy. But I just wanted to bring up Dr. Stacey Patton. She wrote a book called Spare the Kids and really did a deep dive into the whole issue of whooping children and the impact. And one of the chapters of her book was Don't Be a Fast Girl, How Hitting Your Daughter Can Trigger Early Puberty. And this is fascinating because she cites research where doctors have found out that a child being hit, it triggers hormones and the nervous system and sexuality and all these things, because your body is going into all of these protective natures in order to deal with all this trauma that is experienced. It's traumatic for your body physically to be hit.
Let me hold you, hold that point. I need to take a break. Ramatou, thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carter, calling from Northeast, Lily, calling from Charles County. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about a viral video that has parents divided, probably has children afraid. A father beating his 12-year-old daughter with a belt after discovering that she is having sex, that beating lasting about 37 seconds. We believe the mother is videotaping the incident. It went viral on social media, and now everybody's talking about it, including us. To help us sort it out, our satirist Treater Corbett, a licensed clinical psychologist and executive director at Ascensions, and Dr. William Flip Clay, professional school counselor. We're taking your phone calls. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before the break, you were talking, Satira, about author Stacey Patton and her theory that beating children speeds up puberty.
Right. And I want to be clear that it's not her theory. It's, you know, in her research, which she's found that pediatricians and other doctors are saying that there's a link between children being hit and their body's reaction to it, and how it may, if you just think about it, you know, if something is hit over time, it becomes harder, it becomes different. It thinks that it has to grow up quicker, it has to mature quicker. So they're saying that there's actual biological reactions to being hit over time.
I'm going to tell you, I'm extremely skeptical about that. It doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, I'm not a researcher, but I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. I just that doesn't make sense to me. Just, you know, because you know, like I said, I can only go from my own experiences. All of us got spanked, mm-hmm. some of us more severely than others. Mm-hmm. But I don't see the correlation between getting spanked and whether or not you're going to become more sexually active. Or your puberty's. They used to say now. First, they said it was the food and the hormones that they're putting in. Now this doctor's saying it's spanking. Come on.
Well, look at it from the standpoint: if the father is abusing, spanking the daughter,
mm-hmm.
and the daughter looks at the father as her protector,
okay,
and she starts to seek that protection outside of her family, then she might open herself up to engaging in sexual intercourse with males. Because she wants the protection or she wants the love that she can't receive from her father.
But that's not the same as puberty. That's sexual activity.
But one thing that we have to keep in mind is being hit repeatedly is not natural. That's not something our bodies were made for or created for. And when anything, so whether you're talking about psychological trauma or physical trauma, any type of trauma that happens, we know that your body starts to react and adapt to that trauma. And that's what the roots of this is. So,
and I can see, and not to go too far afield, but yes, I can see how being hit will have a psychological impact on someone. Absolutely. Comedians talk about it all the time, you weren't so worried about what happened to you in school if you did wrong. You're worried about what happened when you got home, which that fear/respect of your parents and the discipline or threat that they may present if you don't act right. Yeah. Is that trauma? Some may say yes. Others may say that taught you how to act right. So I just think that's fascinating to me that spanking would speed up puberty. Let's see what Lily has to say, calling from Charles County. Lily, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. I was just thinking, and I agree with the panel about there's something going on, and there was something going on long before that child had sex. I'm a strong advocate. If a parent is in there, keeping them active, engaging with them, it's less likely, especially if the father is in their life, it's less likely that child is going to have sex at that young of age. Now, things do happen. She could have been molested or something. We don't know that. But I do know if a parent or both parents are strongly engaged in that child's life, it's less likely that they'll have sex, even though nowadays sex at a young age is very prevalent.
Okay. Okay, Lily, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Richard, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Richard. What's on your mind?
I completely agree with the female on your panel tonight. I'm a living proof that you can break that cycle. Not with spanking. You have to have a conversation from the beginning to the end. It's a learning thing. And the father missed the teachable moment. And I completely agree that he was acting out some crazy rage of his own. How can you dare teach a child to control her hormones? You can't even control your anger. Your disappointment, that's what it is, disappointment, that your 12-year-old is now having sex, and you don't know how it happened. You fell asleep at the helm, so you're going to punish her for it. Okay. You fell asleep at the helm.
Richard, thank you so much. And that brings me to this next point before we go to Carter. This issue, sexual activity, I'm not going to call this girl promiscuous. I'm going to say sexual activity. Because we don't know how many times or what's going on. Again, there's so many details about this that we just don't know. I really think this issue, more than any other issue, needs to have a conversation, not a therapist. I believe, no offense to the professionals in the room, but I think that cooler parental heads need to prevail. And this and as a father of a daughter who has made it to 21 years old, you know, God bless her. And we've had conversations, I will say, about issues that when I was growing up probably would have first begun with severe spanking and then the conversation. But I think that in this case, yes, I think the conversation with the father, the mother, whatever, what's going on with you? Why do you feel the need to do this? Were you seduced? Was there peer pressure? Was Susan and Debbie next door, are they doing it? And so I wanted to try it because, yes, molestation and all those horrible things that we hear about, yeah, those things do happen. But I would argue that the reality is there are a whole lot of folks that are, whole lot of girls in, middle school or even high school that may be sexually active. They're talking about it. And there may be some curiosity about it. You're in school, Flip. Am I far off the point?
No, you're on point. But they're not having a conversation with their parents.
Absolutely not.
They're not. They'll come in my office and share with me details of their exploration. And, as a counselor, I have to do what I'm supposed to do as far as confidentiality. And if the child is not in harm, I have to follow the process.
And you said something interesting. You said with their exploration. Define exploration.
When I said exploring, how can I define exploration? Seeking, finding, looking, searching for whatever they think is, that's interesting because I've had students in my office say that, and then when I ask them why, and what were you thinking about, I would just want to know what it's like.
So Tyra, exploration.
Right. So there are so many messages about sex, from movies, from music, from social media, and then there's this hormone thing that we mentioned earlier. So there's those times that you're like, okay, what is this about? What's the big deal? Because again, you all as adults make sex seem like a really, really big deal that you got to go get you some, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a kid and you're hearing about this all the time. So really trying to figure out what it is, what's it about? And again, the seeking of the hopes of sex. Like if I make love to this boy, does that mean I'll have a boyfriend and then, I'll be able to change my status on social media and all those things? All of that
Among
your peers, yeah. Right. So, all of that is basically in there. But, one point that I want to make before it's all said and done is what we saw in that video was the toxic love cycle. So we have
What is a toxic love cycle?
Is basically what do all parents, since you all have done a lot of reminiscing about being spanked as children.
Oh, yeah, it's not a reminiscing. Trust me. I want to forget as much of that as I possibly can.
Right. One thing that parents often say, which is laughable, is I'm doing this because I what?
I love you.
Because
that's right.
I love you. Mm-hmm. So if you tell this little girl, I'm hitting you because I love you. Then let's fast forward 10 years and she gets with some knucklehead and he's hitting her. What have you as a parent already taught her? This is what I'm doing because I love you. If you would only do right, if you would only stop having sex, 10 years later, if you would only keep the house clean, if you would only stop checking my phone, I would stop beating you. So they're thinking in their head, this is love. And that's a toxic love cycle that's starting in the home, that's starting early, that we as Black people have to stop.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Carter, calling from Northeast DC. Thanks for hanging on, Carter. What's on your mind? Carter, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let us go to Ronald, calling from DC. Ronald, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Harold and the panel. It might have been like a Joe Jackson thing, but not saying that in a negative fact.
You mean Joe Jackson as in the father of the Jackson family, exactly. Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Another thing I want to speak on that, the mother and the father, they're the one, that's their kid. I mean, we don't have the right to judge their, you know, discipline, because they didn't want to put their kid in there. They should be able to, you know, discipline the kid like they want to, because that's their kid. Another thing, I feel like it's pathetic and it's outrageous. Like, these kids get away with, like, everything without being disciplined. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with conversation with your kid and talking to them, but I think, you know, there should have been some discipline done. And then the matter of times that he disciplined her. I mean, back in the days, like me and you, Harold, we got whooped until the skin got off of it. So that's like 28, 30 times. So let's not talk about the number of times she's been whooped.
But hold on. Now, here's the thing, Ronald, because... And I think this is where the rub comes in, and how the, you know, society begins to view certain issues as it relates to corporal punishment. Because, okay, you may look at this and you may not see anything wrong with it until he breaks her arm. And, you know, it's, and then it's, you know, Child Protective Services, and the child is removed and what have you. Although, honestly, you know, I do not see in watching this why an investigation into, you know, the relationship between this child and this household isn't warranted. Because 28 times, that's pretty severe. You know,
it's we got spankings worse than that back in the days. And then again, like I said, back in the days, you know, we got spankings worse than that. So it might have been 30, 40 times we got spanked, you know, but it's different now.
Yeah, and that's my point, and which goes back to what I was saying, you know, earlier, Flip and Ronald. Thank you so much for sharing with us. But in that, you know, now, particularly when this issue of, you know, of sex comes in, that really is not just one conversation, but several conversations, several quiet, stern but quiet conversations. And not lectures to find out what's going on.
But the problem is most fathers, they don't have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And based on my experience, I've been a counselor now about 16, 17 years, and I've been in the middle school for the last 9 years. The fathers are not having a conversation about sex with their daughters.
But let's throw that out and say that the father, this is going to be the first. How should a father approach this girl about this issue? I mean, what's the first thing that they should say?
I think the father needs to take a self-reflect and look at himself, because I'm sure he's abusing his wife.
No.
So you're asking me what should he say to his daughter first?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about. And see, now it's getting more complicated, and I don't want it to get complicated.
So the first thing I believe that should be asked is, what has happened to you? What has happened to you that you think that you have to let some boy, you know, violate you in this way at 12 years old? What has happened? What is going on? What are you thinking about? You know, who are you talking to that's telling you that this is okay? What have I taught you? Where have I gone wrong? I'm asking those questions before I'm balling up my fist to hit this girl. But I do want to say something about the last caller, because, again, I've seen this teeter-tottering of the old way. This is old school. This is what we do. And this, these new kids. But one thing that you hear all the time, even more than you hear about these spanking conversations, is we used to raise our kids in a village. It took a village to raise a child. That didn't start with Hillary Clinton. That was an African proverb. And because it takes a village to raise a child, you would never say, that's their kid. He said, that's their kid. They can do what they want with her. No, she's our kid. And I don't feel like I have to mind my business when it comes to kids and them being hurt and them not having a voice and what's happening to them. And this little girl didn't have a voice at all. He hit her, you know, he hit her 28 times and threw her. Mm-hmm. Where is her voice? She's our kid, and that's why I'm outraged, and that's why I feel like we need to speak out for kids like her and for her individually.
And Harold, I think most fathers, most men, it's hard for them to express their emotions. So it's hard for a father to sit down and have this conversation with his daughter. See, we don't, most men don't.
They say that, talk to your mama.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you know, that, and they shouldn't.
We don't talk, we react.
Right.
And then we talk after we react. So now this father's probably like, whoa, maybe I should have sat down and had a conversation with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too late now because I've hit her 28 times and I threw her.
Yeah.
Across the room.
And he threw her.
Right, across the room.
Across the room.
Now he has to self-reflect.
But will he? When he has all these, I read the Twitter comments, he has all these people, yeah, that was, that looks like what I used to get. And the thing that people say, that they, so he feels validated. Yeah. He feels good that he, you know, tore his daughter up for the world to see. Cause if he didn't, if he felt bad, what he had posted, what he had said, hey, come tape me doing this. Like he act like he did something good. This is beyond me that he, and I believe that he's proud of that, and there's no self-reflection. This little girl is not going to get any help. And, you know, think about, you know, we all saw it. Think about how many of her friends have seen this video now.
Yeah.
And what's going to be the ramifications of that, and how many more boys are going to go after her, because he's basically let it be known that he believes her father, the person who's supposed to protect her most, he believes that she's loose or whatever.
And he also sent a message to other young boys, African American, regardless of color or race, it's okay to abuse a woman.
Let's go to Daryl. Daryl calling from Upper Marlboro. Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
What's happening? I've been listening to the conversation, and I'm listening to both sides, and this is the bottom line for me. It is never okay to hit a female. I don't care if she's your daughter. I don't care if she's your wife. I don't care who she is. It is not okay to hit her. The little girl is 12 years old. She is very curious at 12. Most females are very curious at a younger age. Okay, my problem is, what have the parents been doing? Nobody is saying anything about the parents except that the dad is a bully or the dad is abusive. But nobody's really looking into the real situation with the dad. The dad had a problem because he caught his daughter having sex. But did you talk to your daughter ever in life about sex, the right and wrong way to have it? I ain't hear nobody talk about the man upstairs, the creator. Do they have the creator in their life? These are the things that we have to discuss if we're going to talk about spanking children. Yes, it is a heritage thing. It has always been a heritage thing. My wife is a lot younger than I am. I'm 54 years old. We just had a daughter. And there's no way in the world I would ever put my hands on her. I didn't do my first daughter that way, and she's 21, just like yours, Harold. My son is 23, and like I told him, if you ever put your hands on a female, I told the female, call me first, then call the police, because they can have what's left.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Daryl, so much. Flip, you wanted to comment. Speak your mind.
No, I would just, when he said, now it would, I think it's generational.
Yeah.
It's definitely generational. I agree with him. You should never put your hand on a woman.
Right.
I mean, it's best to walk away. But if we're going back into looking at the mother and the father, there's something going on between the mother. If she recorded, if she actually sat there and recorded,
yes,
this incident, that means he's doing the same thing to her.
But I disagree with that.
I mean, there's no way.
No, this is why I disagree with that, because before there was social media, you had one parent co-signing on spankings. I just think that's just an extension of the dysfunction. But there is no proof in this video,
correct,
that he is beating the mother. There's no proof, and I use myself. You know, I did something wrong. My mother spanked me, and then my daddy spanked me.
But
my father didn't beat my mother.
But Harold, if you have the audacity to grab your daughter and throw her across the room,
and her mother sat there and watched that, and not only watched it and recorded it, there is something seriously wrong with the mother.
There may be,
but
there is no proof there that he's beating her. What I'm saying. I think that is just an extension of co-signing on what they think is the appropriate form of discipline, right or wrong. I don't know. Gosh, let's go to KC calling from DC. KC, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Yeah, it's a society thing, I think. I think times have changed. When I was growing up, wherever you messed up at, that's where you got, you know, discipline at. Nowadays, you got protective child services stepping in trying to tell you how to raise your child. I'm not saying what the guy did was 100% right, but it comes a time and a point where you got to, you know, look at what's going on and how you want your child to be raised. I know personally, I never had to hit my boys because I instilled in them, you know, if you go to jail, that's on you. Don't call me. Don't do anything because I'm not raising no convicts. You got to do what's appropriate, become a productive part of society, and do the right thing. But now you got kids walking around with their pants drooping down. I mean, if you don't have nothing to fear, you fear nothing. So I think sometimes a good smacking, good butt whooping, is it called for? I really do. And anybody say anything different, bro? Good luck to you in raising your children.
Casey, thank you so much. Satara, to his point, have you ever, you never spanked your kids?
I don't spank my children.
But so you never gave them a pat on the butt, pat on the leg, smack on the wrist?
I don't spank my children. Have I had to correct them and, like, grab them up real quick because they were in harm's way or they were doing something in the moment?
Well, no, in harm's way is different. If I'm your child and a car is coming down the street, please grab me up.
And I haven't. And let me tell you why I haven't. And it's not like I have two boys. Like okay. I said, they're 8 and 9 and they do something every day that another parent may spank them for. But at the end of the day, I know that me spanking my children would be a reflection of me being frustrated or me not having set them up or set the expectations and the rules up the way that I needed to. Not that they did something that they deserve to be hit for. And I'm not willing to be a hypocrite with my children. I'm not willing to tell them not to hit each other, not to hit kids at school, not to hit, you know, not to beat up, you know, people that make them mad out in the community if I'm going to do that to them when they do something that displeases me. I'm just not willing to be that type of hypocrite.
Okay, no, that's fine. But I'm just asking because, like you said, you have two boys and you said, I don't spank my children. And I'm not even talking about spanking. But like I said before, you said you grab them up. So what does that mean?
That means that when they were younger,
that's what I'm asking.
Right, because but in terms of the planned spankings and the whole laying them across my legs.
Okay, let's throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking again, what did that look like? How old were you? What did they do when you, as you say, quote unquote, grabbed them up?
Right. If I had to maybe separate one from doing something to the other one or something of that nature. But have I ever, like I said, spanked them or beat them or whooped them? No, they've never received
that. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Let's go to Teresa. Teresa calling from West Virginia. Thanks for calling, Teresa. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have several comments. I really hope that we can take this situation, which I am 58 years old. I was a teen mother. Thank God for the support that I did get from my parents. But, you know, times have changed. I got beaten when I was younger. That's just the way things were. As I grew older and you know, I had support from my parents, so I hear all of this stuff, and let me just get to my point. We turned this, at one point, we said something about black parents and how we were raised, so on and so forth. Can we turn this horrible child abuse thing into something positive? We have so many things available to us to teach parents how to parent without putting your hands on a child and hitting them 28 times. Mm-hmm. God forbid if that child would have died as a result of someone attempting to discipline. We have to teach our parents, these younger parents today, how to parent. There are lots of tools, and how dare them take this further and put it onto social media, of which will never come off of the internet.
Okay. Teresa, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Charles, calling from Annapolis, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening. I was listening to your panel earlier, and I noticed you said that you was 55 from the 70s. Well, I'm from the 60s. I'm 63 years old right now, and I grew up getting spanked. Now, the result of that was that I turned out to be an excellent father to my children. But as a father that raised four girls, and one of them came promiscuous, like the 12-year-old girl, my girl became promiscuous at 13. So, yeah, I pretty much did the same thing. Do I regret it? Yeah. But the pain I felt at that time, because one of your parents say, what was the father feeling? He's feeling less of a man.
Mm-hmm.
That he wasn't there to protect his daughter in a way that that government and everybody else want them to be, not spanking their children. Okay. And I do agree with the caller before that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you do need to give them a little spanking on the butt to show them the love that you have and you're willing to protect your child at any cost.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for sharing with us. I only have about a minute left. I started with you, Satira, so I'll end with you. Final thoughts about how this should be handled, this particular incident.
Right.
About 30 seconds.
All right. So parenting is the hardest job ever. It's extremely hard, and we need support. It's not something that we can continue to do by ourselves in a vacuum. Ascensions is offering parenting classes. You can contact us. They're free to be able to be supported and to learn more effective discipline tools. So I think it's that, and it's really us. We have to look at ourselves before we do anything. Again, spanking is something we do because we're frustrated with ourselves and our inability to get our kids to do what they want them to do.
Flip.
As fathers, we need to think before we react and think before we respond. Before we decide to physically abuse any of our children, sit back and reflect and think. I think that's the main thing we can take from this video, from what's going on in the last couple of days. Men, males, fathers, stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, think before you respond.
And talk to your children, girls or boys, about sex. Have that conversation. A nice, calm, informative, loving conversation about it. Thank you to both of you, Satira Streeter and William Flick Clay. We've got a lot to think about when it comes to this particular issue, so we're going to continue to stay with it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, July 19th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night, and please stay hydrated and stay cool during this weekend.